Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. The need in our camp meetings. If the man who feels himself called of God to be a minister will abase himself and learn of Christ, he will become a true teacher. This is what we need in our camp meetings, a ministry vivified with the Holy Ghost. There must be less sermonizing and more tact to educate the people in practical religion. The people must be impressed with the fact that Jesus is salvation to all who believe in him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There are grand themes on which the gospel minister may dwell. Jesus has said, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." If the minister's lips are touched with a coal from off the altar, he will lift up Jesus as the sinner's only hope. When the heart of the speaker is sanctified through the truth, his words will be living realities to himself and to others. For those who hear him will know that he has been with God and drawn near to him in fervent, effectual prayer. The Holy Spirit has fallen upon him, and his soul has felt the vital, heavenly fire, and he will be able to compare spiritual things with spiritual, and to tear down the strongholds of the enemy. Hearts will be broken by his presentation of the love of God, and many will inquire, "What must I do to be saved?"